I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Five Times, the podcast of the Liverpool Former Players Association. And welcome to a very cold and rainy Liverpool. Oh, what a day. Now, but to brighten things up, I have with me today Ronnie Whelan, who has joined us before. And nice to have you back, Ronnie. And John Aldridge, who's got a bout of the sneezings and coughings. And, yeah. But it's that kind of weather here in Liverpool 1. So, now, what a week, boys. I mean, last week when we had the podcast, we were talking about the Arsenal game and, you know, how tough it might be and could we win it and this, that and the other. And I must say that the boys we had on the podcast fancied us to win the game.
Strange,
but what a performance.
Yeah.
Is that the best 20 minutes? I would think. I think it's the best 20 minutes I've seen at Anfield for many a long year.
Well, I've been going since when you were playing, which was a long time ago.
Not yesterday.
Mate, in the early 60s, 50-odd years, and yeah, it's the best I've seen, first off. People have mentioned the game when me and Ronnie played against Forest at home.
I was injured, sorry.
Oxbach has played, sorry. Yeah, that's why we won 5-0. And
that's why.
No, but that was a sub.
That was 90 minutes because we Saturday's game was boxed into like 30 minutes, stroke 45, and it's the best I've seen. All that time, it was just tremendous.
You know who set the stall out? Suarez. Down
the
left
minute.
Against Mertesacker.
Yes.
Goes at it, pushes him over, gets the free kick, but just shows, hang on, we're up for this, and then everybody follows suit. Mm. The ball goes in, we score. It was just great energy, wasn't it? It was just all round energy, closing people down and just creating chances, scoring goals. I think I'd done the LFC TV, and everybody in the box, and you could feel it outside, everybody in the ground is sort of stunned. It's just happening. It's 4-0, 19 minutes. What's going on here? But it was a brilliant performance.
It could have been
everybody. You couldn't pick anybody out to say they weren't good. Or
I think
everybody. The
point you made about the pace and the energy and... I mean, they really are, I think, this Liverpool team. I've noticed it all season. They really are fit and up for the job, aren't they? I mean, they're playing at times. What a tremendous, this tremendous energy and going at people. And the worrying thing is that sometimes when they go away from home or whatever, or the second half of games, they all, as if they all take a step back.
Yeah.
And you go, come on, lads, you know, can we not keep this up?
It's a bit enigmatic because early on the season, we didn't score in any second half for a long time, and we've continued a little bit in that flow. We've scored more goals in the first half than any other time in any other team in the Premiership, including Manchester City. You know, but what we do, and I think Brendan gets them out to start off with the high energy. You know, getting the faces. You know, going packs. You know, hunting packs type of thing. And the way we've done it Saturday, there's no way they could have kept that going for 90 minutes. The first 45 minutes, they do it.
I understand that, John.
So much they put into it. And perhaps that's one of the reasons. I don't know. Maybe that the second half of games, we flitted away a little bit. I don't know whether it's an excuse or what.
No, I think we're saying it's the same because there's so many games that they've gone out 45 minutes and played okay, gone ahead. And then you think second half, this might not happen because it's happening too many times. The second half, they have one good 45 minutes and the next 45 is not
average,
good.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't think it's a case of sitting back. I don't think it's a case of can't keep the energy up because a lot of the time it's not started with great energy, it's just started 1-0 up and then second half is not so good. I can't put my finger on it.
No,
there's been
can't.
Too many. There's been Newcastle, Swansea,
Hull.
There's a lot of them where the 1:45 has been absolutely hopeless. And it wasn't like that Saturday, luckily. You know, we 4-0 up, but even the second half, we did okay second half. We didn't drop off
enough,
too much.
But, the job was done. I mean, there was no need, as we've all played in games, when you've knocked on a few goals. The job is done, and you don't have to go chasing the game then. But there are the other games where you've mentioned, where we go off the pace in the second half, and you're thinking, well, I mean, we don't have a lead here. We're not like as if we're, you know, in the box seat with two or three goals up. we just seem to ease off there. And I would like to talk to Brendan about that. Is it policy? Did they say to the lads, look, we're okay, just, you know, ease off?
Well, in fact, he said in the paper, I was reading the Echo yesterday, that he demanded them go out and do the same second half.
Well,
he just didn't get the reaction. You know, he wanted to get another four.
Yeah.
You know, which is, you would do that as a manager, wouldn't you? You know, to be fair, you know, but keep it right, go and do the right the things you've done. But sometimes, psychologically, it's very hard to do that.
But as Saint said, 4-0 up, you know, you've more or less put the game to bed,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah,
so you're not going to, you don't go out with the same intensity.
Absolutely,
we've all done
yeah.
it. You go out with, don't let them score in the first 15, 20 yeah. minutes, the game's finished and we can just cruise through it. And I think that's what happened on Saturday. You couldn't keep that up.
It's the same with Everton, very similar. You know, first half,
yes,
you know, the
yes.
game is over.
Get the game over with.
Yeah, and, you know, it's pretty, you know, we can't complain, you know, but you would like, you'd like to know what's happening this month, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what was really pleasing for me was Coutinho and Sterling closing down. The
yes.
amount of work they put in that first half. Because I'm seeing Mourinho moaning about Mata and he doesn't do the job I want him to do when we haven't got the ball. And I didn't think Coutinho and Sterling did that job till Saturday.
The weekend, yeah.
And then I thought, the penny has dropped somewhere here with a few players that,
yeah.
if they haven't got the ball, they try and get it back as quickly as possible. And then we are so quick when we break from there.
Well, they've got pace in abundance. We've got more pace up front than perhaps any other team in the league now.
I thought Koscielny was quick. And Sturridge just left him for dead for the goal.
For the goal, yeah. But, you know, the four of them, you know what Suarez is like, you know, when he gets the ball in front of him, you know, like he proved with the goal against Everton, wasn't it? You know, Sterling, been watching him for the last few years. He all of a sudden, I thought he'd lost his pace. He's Billy Whiz again. You know, you've got him. You Sturridge is quick anyway. He's the quickest probably out there. And Coutinho, I tell you what,
nippy.
He's not quick, but he's nippy. he's quick as well. So, you know, the balance is really good. What I liked as well, whenever Anderson went forward on, Coutinho just dropped a little bit, just in case there's a safety net. So he didn't drop on top of Steve Gerrard, but he dropped in the hole one of a couple of occasions that
he was involved.
He was involved if needed to be. So the balance from them three and Coutinho's position, we all know when he's wide left, he's done a great job at times, but he gets lost a little bit out there at times. Put him in that position he's with now with them three around him, it's dynamite. He sees the final pass, the way to pass we've talked about before is just tremendous, you know, and just all of a sudden the balance there Saturday was just tremendous the way they worked with each other.
I think a lot of the balance now is due to Steven Gerrard.
That
role, he's sat in there. He's covering for centre backs when they get out of position. If the cross is coming from the right, he gets to the front post, blocks it. He's reading things in the centre of midfield, and I don't think opposition teams are getting that out back four as easy.
Yes.
When he wasn't in that position, when you had Joe Allen or Lucas there.
It's a clever move that, Ron, but the manager doing that.
Yeah, but sometimes managers stumble on things, don't they? Your defensive midfielder has gone out, so I'll put Stevie back there, but the penny's probably dropped with Stevie as well. I can't keep running over there and over there. I will sit in here and I'll cover for full backs and whoever moved out of position.
Yeah, but what
he's
does
done
is
great.
What he does as well as that, like, it was a big concern early on the season. When the goalie was coming to the centre backs, they were closing us down and we were panicking, hoofing it. Now they're splitting and Stevie's coming. I'm not being funny. If you get the ball off, you see Carlo Torre getting the ball off the goalie and getting closed down, you panic a bit.
No, you do. Understand.
If Steve Gerrard's coming, like Mascherano does at Barcelona, give it to Steve and someone's coming, there's no problem because you know Steve's going to get past the man, past the keeper, he'll get it. And then you can build from that. Steve can see a 60-yard pass or a 40-yard pass into midfield, whereas the centre halves can't do that. So whether he stumbled upon it, like Ronnie said, or he's come up with it, we look so much more better, you know.
I don't mean stumbled on it as such, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he had nobody else really to go
because
there.
Because Lucas is out.
Yeah, Lucas is out, so put Stevie back in there. And I'll credit Stevie. Some weeks ago,
we were doing a podcast, maybe a couple of months ago, you got fans who were saying, well, is Steven Gerrard not sort of, you know, hinting that he's maybe coming to the end of the road? And I was really getting upset about that because, as we all know, Steven Gerrard's contribution to Liverpool is immense. And he can play any position at any time, even now. He could change and go and play up behind the centre forward now and score goals.
Absolutely.
Or he can play where he is, with using his experience to dictate things from the middle of the park, which he's doing brilliantly. Tremendous job for the team. And, you know, I thought the fans were just a bit quick jumping on there saying, well, Stephen was finished.
Unfortunately, since this has been going on, but this has been going on for like the last 10 years. His standards are so high. When he has a poor game, the expectation levels, the people get on his back. Come on, come on. You're talking about him and Kenny, you know, 50-50 is the best player that's ever played for our club. You know, and he's got him back in that position. And Ronnie's right. His defensive ability when he's snuffing things out in front of the back four was brilliant. And I think we look so much better balanced with him in there. His set plays, two magnificent set plays. We scored to get it 2-0. You know, that's included in his game. Some of his passing against Everton, he was the best player in the park. Sadly, he wasn't far from it as well. And I just think that position, Ronnie's right, but he fell upon it because of Lucas. It's perfect for the club, and it's perfect for him at the age he's in.
He's using his energies different ways now, isn't he? And people don't see him running forward, and that's probably why they're saying, oh, he's not getting forward like he used to, but it's different role. His energies are all now looking across back four. Where's he gone? I'll move over there, I'll sit in for him, you come back, and then I'll move
cover
back
up
in.
Here, cover up there.
And the fact that he's only played a few games then, he's gelled. Shows you know, the experience.
Security as well, isn't it? He's learned over the years that I can't keep running around. I'm 22 years of age or whatever he is now. So he does it different ways.
Now, he obviously could have been a man of the match, John. I was listening to you on the radio, Radio City, our commercial radio station that John and I both work for here in Liverpool. And man of the match, and you gave it a big skirtle, who scored two goals. Mm-hmm. And it was contentious, to say the least, because at four heads after it, people were saying, oh, he should have had it, and Sterling should have had it, and so-and-so should have had it. And I just want to make a point here about Big Skiffle. I think he, of all the players, has shown tremendous improvement this year. I think he's tackling, he's late tackling, you know, he's block tackling, like Cara used to do, coming and blocking to people with shots and doing that, putting his body on the line. I thought he's been terrific, and then obviously he get the goals. One of them being a bit, didn't know much about it, we know that, but the other one, the header, was a great header. And I thought, watching it, I thought that was not a bad shout, actually, giving him a man of match.
The reason I give it, because when you have a performance so of such a high standard, there's obviously going to be a lot of contenders for man of the match.
That was the thing, wasn't it? That was the day, and there was like five or six you got to be man of the match.
The reason I give it to him, Ron, was, you know, he scored the first goal, which he got in there, got the touch. We might a little bit fortuitous, some linesmen, if they were, you know, a Man United fan when they were younger, might have just give us the flag there by it. But he never, the fella made the great decision. But then after that, they had the breakaway, and I think it was Giroud got it in the box, and he just made this 50-50 chat, and he had to get the ball, otherwise a pen. It's a great block. And then we went up and made it 2-0 just after that. And I thought, well, that's set the tone.
That's what he's been doing, John. He's been terrific.
And in all, he defended really well. And I could have given it Stevie G, I could have given it Sterling, you know, there's plenty of. And I just thought, well, because he got us on our way, and he defended very well throughout. I think it's the first time I've ever given man of the match, by the way.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what he's done. Since we talked on the podcast maybe a month ago about him still grabbing people. Skiffle grabbing people at corner kicks and free kicks. He's going to give a penalty away. It's definitely going to come. I think they've had a chat down at the training ground on this, because he doesn't do it. He hasn't done it, Ronnie, in recent games. I'm watching him to see. I hope he doesn't do it again. And he's not doing it. And I think, well done, Sunday. He's finally keeping his hands down, concentrating on the ball.
That's it, isn't it? The whole concentration was on the fella, the man he's marking, and he's looking at him and he's trying to hold him and stop him. And instead of just going and heading the ball, what centre back's told to do.
It was schoolboyish, wasn't it, really, to be fair? And you're giving the referee an option to give a penalty. Yeah. And to be fair, I think we all had a little go in the press or in the media, whichever where we worked, just to get it into his head if he reads it. You're going to get done. And it was only a matter of time. We're going to get a penalty given away. But the manager said, look, stop it. There's the ball, know where he is, that's all you can do, and he's got a bit of move, stay with him, better attack the ball.
That's all he needs to do, isn't it?
And it's so much better, so much tidier looking in the box. Everybody seems to know what they're doing now, rather than all this nonsense about hauling and pulling and shoving, which you see in other games. We're not the only culprits, or hadn't been the only culprits. You see in all the games, I mean, I watched the game the other night. Did you see Queen's Park Rangers? Queen's Park Rangers.
I watched bits of it, yeah.
Oh, my
Derby God. Derby County.
Oh, I mean, you should have, I mean, it was, honestly, it was like the wrestling programme.
Joey Barton was in the middle, what's your next
Joey Barton, one of our favourite players, little Scouser Joey. He was at the heart of everything wrong, you know, arguing with everybody. But the centre-back and grabbed him round the neck.
I seen it.
And did you see it?
Yeah.
And dragged him to the floor. And I'm looking at him, I've never seen a more blatant foul in my life.
It was a penalty, wasn't it?
Penalty kick.
The only thing more blatant than that, seems to have put him, was Suarez against Chelsea. I'm sorry to say, but that was... I'm just going... I can't believe that Howard Webb didn't give that... You carry on, mate, sorry.
Let's move forward to the big game we're playing this evening, and that's 8 o'clock UK time. I don't know if where you'll be listening to this podcast. It might be the game is just going on at the moment. I don't know, it may have just happened. But we're playing Fulham, who played Manchester United at the weekend and allowed United 81 crosses. I've never seen a game in my life where as many crosses came in.
Did you see the game?
I watched every minute of it. I just couldn't believe how they played. And if we play anything like that, we'll get the same result or worse. We cannot keep just. You can't just keep lumping balls into. But fella's 6'7". And he's just gone. He said. I never had so many crosses since I played in the conference.
In the conference, I thought, what
an indictment
against Manchester United. Where have they gone? Now, I know we don't cross balls like that. We don't go down and cross balls because we don't have... You've got Coutinho, you've got Suarez, you've got... We don't have big fellas. You get the dead ball line, you cut it back, and thank you very much.
Right.
And for United to play their whole game and against Fulham and not get to the byline and cut anything back, I can't believe that.
Mix it up. You know, I don't like saying about, you know, I do fancy us tonight, but the fact that you know... The lad at the back had a great game against Man United. They defended as a team, absolutely brilliant. Got away with a lot of things, didn't they? You know, in the end, we played through the middle, very much similar. Like before I came to the club, we played through the middle to Rushy and Kenny, and it was brilliant, brilliant. So when I came, Kenny changed it, and he went with Barnsley and Ray out and Peter Beasley with Ronnie and Stephen Mann behind us. So we went out wide with crosses, which suited me. I just think with this big lad at the back for Fulham, we might be suited tonight. And you know, if we play to our strengths, and Coutinho gets on the ball, you'll see them
keep
passes,
on the deck.
Which with defenders like that, we always say try to turn them, get the balls in behind them. We've got the players to make them runs and Coutinho to play them balls.
But the only thing is, will they defend as far back as Man United? And then we struggle. That's when we struggle. When we don't hit people on the break, they sit back, your Hulls, your Swanseys, and then we don't. There's no counter attack in football because we have the ball. And they try and let us play around them.
Fair
and try and get in. And I think that's why we struggle a bit away from home, because teams sit back and we cannot break them down yet. And you just hope it happens tonight, because although people say Fulham should be delighted with a 2-2 draw, they're still not a good team.
No.
I've never seen a team sit as back. You know, talk about in modern jargon about parking the bus. They parked a fleet of buses across there, didn't they? They just never came out. They were penalty area.
They could have been 3-0 up at
half time. And on the break when they caught
the break. And that's what we've also got to be careful, because we're going to have 80% of the play probably in this game.
Do you think they'll do that? Do you think they'll even at their home, the players blatant to start sitting back?
A bit more going forward, but I don't think an awful lot more. Well, they'll drag you on and hope.
They will look at Saturday's game that they had against United and think it worked. Now, Liverpool, a better team of United, what will we do? Will we play a more open game? I don't think so. I think they'll say, if it worked against United, we'll do it again and you all get back there in your positions. In fact, there was five of them across the back
line. But you know what it also does? It makes you very, very tired. They be tired. So that's, I feel Liverpool have got to go out again the way they did at Arsenal, against Arsenal, against Everton. First 10-15 minutes, go hit them. These are tired. Let's frigging hit them.
Absolutely, spot on. If you get an early goal, then they have to show, you know, a little bit of adventure, and then that could suit us even more so. But you're right, you've got to do the same early.
See, I think if we get at them, as you say, and we get at them on the floor with Suarez and Sturridge and dribbling and whatever in and around the box, I think there'll be penalty kicks here. I think there'll be a lot of free kicks. you know, because these big fella, big lanky guys against little fellas like we've got, you know, Sterling jinking through there. And what?
The big centre back had a great game because the game was made for him.
Made for him.
Yeah, knock balls in. It was like a training game for him.
It's like that's a magnet, wasn't it?
I'm just going on head balls away. Brilliant.
Well, they got the Aspro man of the. What was this? Many
it was funny when he said, you know, he read all the pieces of the paper, like Man United, like a conference side. But he didn't say it like that. He said, because conference is coming towards it, it's hoofed all the time, it's come from wide positions into the box. But you're right, you know, if that doesn't happen and it's not working, you've got to try a variation. And Moyes, you never did that, did he?
No, no.
Thankfully, and I laughed at the end of that game.
But don't you think that. I've said it, funnily enough, some weeks ago, I think, on a podcast. I think that there's a bit of a jinx on Big David Moyes, and I mean that.
I hope so.
I mean, when he goes there, he's two main strikers, Rooney and Van Persie, get injured. Now, I mean, for any club, you know, just say, our two main
men. We coped. We coped when
Sturridge and Suarez. Yeah. Well, funnily enough, we did when he was suspended there. And
then Sturridge was injured and we kept going.
Yeah, it worked out well, didn't it?
But that was his first little thing. And then other things happened around him, and they're losing goal. Like, to lose the other night as well, last minute goal, having fought back to 2-1, he thought, well, let's get in the dressing room here. 2-1, you know, what great fight back.
Killer,
headlines, well done, United, back and all that. Yeah. Bang. 2-2. He must be thinking, when is it going to end?
I don't know. You don't want to see. I think Agent Moyes is doing a good job, to be fair.
I remember we used to say that about. We left our club to go somewhere else, and we used to call him Agent so and so. Didn't go to United, was it?
Rafa Benitez when he was at Chelsea. Yeah, of course.
Agent Rafa
when he was at Chelsea early on, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good one recently. United were always a Goliath, and then David came along.
And the other one was David Moyes took 10 years trying to get Everton above Man United, and finally succeeded, you know what I mean? But to be fair, it's all banter, you know. By the way, the Man United fans are getting what we've had for plenty of since they've been, you know, doing well, and it's going to be a really massive transition period for them. I think Brendan Rodgers has done such a great job with the club. He really is, and merits a new contract already. You know, he's only got a year and a half left or something like
Someone on the TV the other day phoned in, and he said, people singing the praises of Mourinho. Mm-hmm. Goes to Man City, plays a certain way, closes down, wins the game 1-0. Yeah. Nobody has said anything about Brendan Rodgers, really, tactically, the way he played against Everton, wins 4-0, the way he plays against Arsenal, wins 5-1. Yeah. These are all teams that are high up in the league as well, and manager never really got much credit for how we played in those two games, and we were brilliant in those two games, and he deserves a lot of credit for the way he's got his players going out now. It seems everybody believes in what we do, and we'll all do it together.
Spot on. And the one thing he did against Arsenal, what he did from Everton, he changed Sterling over to the left, which I thought was a little bit strange, and put Suarez over there, told Suarez to do a little bit of a different role of a job, because he's seen, you know, the left back Monreal, you know, as a weak link, you know, and then balls in between him and Kosh, whatever his name,
Koscielny.
You know, and Everton, the balance in Everton, you know, as you say, Sterling got it at Sagna really well. Another, it's great management, is what you see. You know, I've been watching Arsenal, you can see little points where we let ourselves down.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A hybrid, the Emirates, and he put it together, and Ronnie's quite right. This manager is very astute.
It's good man management, yeah. As well, to ask Suarez to go and play on the right for me. You have to speak to him in a certain way, don't you? You've got your main centre forward who scored 23 league goals, and you're asking him to play right side midfield against the team that are top of the league, and you think, if I was Suarez, I'd say, I'll be centre forward, I score a goal, put me up front, put him over there, but he didn't.
But I think Suarez's mindset now is about the team as well.
Yeah, well, it's
and if Brendan's saying we're all doing it for the team, mm-hmm. If I'm asking you to do that, it's going to help the team, it'll help us get a win, and you know. And
yeah, but what I'm saying is, if Shank said that to you, what would you have?
No, to play it. Well, he moved me back to midfield when Tony Haitley went. Tony, who, as it happened, we were all at his funeral yesterday. Sad to see Tony go.
Yeah.
But when Tony came in and he said to me, I want you, Sonny, to play in midfield now, you know. The fact that you're playing is the main thing. You know?
Like little Billy Bremner, yeah.
Yeah, just playing midfield without kicking people.
That'd suit you down to the ground, since.
So that was it. No, I was quite happy to do that. In fact, I enjoyed playing in that midfield role because it's a great position. You can see the game and you can read the game and, you know, and make a good, you'd like to think, make a good contribution to it. So I suppose it's, again, how the manager sees it and tells you. Now, Shanks always, you playing there, son, and you'll do this and do that. And, you know, and you tell him, he's all the time building you up, patting you on the back and fine, and as long as things work out, but, you know, the only thing that gets you at the end is your father time with your legs don't.
Then there's a midfielder comes in and you're in the team.
Could you ever get asked to play a
midfielder
role?
A different role from what you're used to.
I played every position. I played left back, I played centre forward for about 15 games when Kenny was injured in Walshy. I played a proper
Russian.
I played left back for another 15 games or some time.
I suppose you're definitely,
and again, it was
striker.
What you said, if you're asked to play,
you've got to.
Yeah.
No,
can you do me a favour, son?
I want to play in midfield. Yeah. I'm struggling at left back. Will you go there for me? I'll put Spackers in or whoever.
Yeah.
And you go, I'll do it if you want. Yeah, no problem. As long as I'm back in the middle when the left back is fit.
That's
what Jack tried to do with me.
Yeah, that's right.
Jack played me left back, and then we beat Scotland away, remember, in that one. And then we're playing Brazil in Lansdowne the next game.
Yeah.
And Jack said, you've been great for me, you've played everywhere. And he said, well, I'm going to put you on the bench today.
you won't make a bad pass.
That's typical Jack Charlton. Oh, quality.
Yeah, we beat New Zealand. Played me in the end. I had a moan on us. We played me.
And we beat the one, the two of them 1-0. We beat Brazil 1-0 at Lansdowne. Robbie beat Scotland away 1-0. Something about that same.
That's just the thing about
two great victories then.
Ronnie was
the manager putting you in a position and players wanting to play or will play.
Yeah. Now you've got to do it. If the manager asks you to, you just got to knuckle down and
do it.
There's
so many of the sea nowadays, isn't that? I'm not
going to
do it.
But Suarez is, we've said this before, Suarez is not, you know, he's got a different mentality. He's hungry, you know, he's got this desire about him. And he was brilliant playing our position. You know, if I was asked to play right wing, which I did a few times for Lenashi after Newport. You know, you just do it. But I wouldn't be too happy. You'd do it for a certain amount of time, you know, but no, you know, it'll be interesting what he does tonight. Will he say, well, you know, I'll play you through the middle and play Daniel Sturridge up there tonight? He might just do that, you know. He might throw a cat amongst the pigeons.
I just hope that we get at these with the same commitment and the same drive as we did at the weekend, because, you know, I think that those big centre-halves won't fancy that.
Well, we've got the momentum as well, Saint.
Got to really go at them and, you know, and have them spinning those big centre-halves.
But you always felt great off the back of a couple of good results, didn't you?
Should be.
You know,
but I'm going to see Ronnie.
You go and you go, come on, this is great. Let's keep this going.
And maybe only me, I'll ask you fellas. Fulham was a terrible. I hated going to Fulham. I remember getting sent home at Fulham. The team never ever performed well at Fulham. It was a horrible. It was always a horrible pitch to go to. And I bet if you looked at Liverpool's results through the 60s at Fulham, they wouldn't have been good. Now, they had not a bad team of Johnny Haynes and then Robson and, you know, Bobby Robson. A lot of good players playing, but it was a bad pitch. Mm. And I get bad vibes about Fulham.
I've been there a few times doing the radio over the years, and it's weird because I don't think we've ever drew there. I think it's they've turned us over a couple of times, and we've turned them over a a couple of times properly. When Kenny went there, I think we won 4 or 5. I think we'd done the same last year when Studdy scored a hat trick. We had another great game where we won 4 or 3-2 with Xabi Alonso's free kick. But there's been very few draws there. You know, it's strange, you know. But it's a strange place to go to, uh-huh. You're right there.
But like the Dell one, the Dell was. When we were playing, when I was playing early on, the Dell was a hard place to go to, and not great results.
Yeah.
Then again, they had a good ball, Shannon.
Oh, they had a good team there. Yeah.
Was that the time when you asked Alan Ball how many medals he'd won?
No, that was Jockey.
I thought it was you.
No, it was Alan Hansen. Alan Hansen said to Alan Ball, "Put your medals on the table."
Oh.
And Alan Ball said, "The big one, son." And he went, "Oh, I forgot you won the World Cup."
Yeah, it's never a good thing to say. Yeah,
won the World Cup.
That's the only time I've seen Al Hansen probably with the tail between his legs walking away.
Yeah,
but we didn't like Southampton. The results weren't always great at Southampton. But Fulham's not been. Maybe in the '60s. I don't know.
It was a bad one. That's why I'm saying I get bad by. But what John's saying about games he's played and wiped the floor with him. That's good. That's given me a bit of confidence, John. So watch this game.
Year, brilliant last year. Yeah.
There's been a lot of interest, lads, from the England manager on the young England players in the Liverpool team. And young Flanagan, who has come in recent weeks and has been very popular with the crowd, John. And, you know, they're now talking about maybe is a World Cup player. What do you think?
Well, for Republic of Ireland. I'm trying to find out whether he's eligible. You know, if I was eligible, I'm sure Flano is. To be quite honest, the lad, you know, if he goes down the English route or possibly the Irish route, I don't know, but or he's doing himself no harm whatsoever.
No.
You know, his performances have been absolutely fantastic at left back or right back. Don't forget, when he played his first game this season, he got thrown in at the deep end in the lines then at Goodison Park at left back. And I think he was our best player that day. Tremendous. And he's just kept the momentum going. You know, he's had his opportunity before, then he's been disregarded, and he's been left to think about it.
Yeah.
No one wanted him on loan last year. And
that
he's come
seems
back
strange,
in, it does. And he's come back into the fold, and he's shown everything that you'd want as a manager and a fan. He's got that desire of what Carragher had at his age. When he gets stuck in, he relishes a 50-50 or a 40-60 chat. He relishes it. You know, he goes in with his head. He's everything, you know, what you've loved about Liverpool players like ourselves in the past, wholehearted, and the lad's got ability. So I'm delighted for him.
Mm-hmm.
All he can do is keep playing.
Yeah.
And then it's up to Roy Hodgson if he wants to bring him in. You'd have to think he's down the pecking order for that position with England. With Glenn Johnson's feel. He'll be going, won't he? I don't think Flanagan will make it this time. I don't think he's had enough experience. I know he's a young lad. He's still got other opportunities ahead of him. I'd be more interested now in Sterling and
Henderson,
Jordan Henderson.
Maybe, yeah.
I think Henderson is something you need out in Brazil, the heat. Someone with energy that's going to get up and down that pitch, and Henderson's one of them that has it. And now Sterling has really, really shown. I never thought he'd come back. I'm not afraid to say. After he started off so well, then just went into this shell where it's like, this is not the same player.
Yeah. I was worried as well, Ron, big time, you know, because he had a lot of things outside the game and his personal life hanging around him. And I thought, is this lad going to come back?
But he said in an interview recently, he said, I'd become too shy amongst the big players. And I suppose that'll happen. You're 18, 19 years of age. And you're playing with Gerrard and all these players and Suarez, and you think, well, these are a bit better than me. Then you just got to go and do the job you're good at, and he started to do that again, and I think he'll force himself into the English squad again with pace out there in Brazil. I think he'd be great. So I would say more Henderson and Sterling that could go to Brazil.
Yeah, I think Flano's time might come, but certainly with Henderson, he's been, you know,
a revelation, really, has.
Yes, you know, unsung hero. You know, everyone, every team, like in our team, Ronnie was the unsung hero. You know, he never really got noticed, done a great job. You know, and that in really good teams, there's always someone like that who doesn't stand out. You know what I mean? But does a tremendous job. When Ronnie didn't play, we struggled. You know, and that's, you know, people sometimes don't care.
Yeah, like Notts Forest 5-0.
That was just a one-off. But I think Henderson and Ronnie's right, and the damn. That heat, that temperature. He's a worker. He can run.
We had
all
it in America. Remember the U.S. And it was so hot out there. You needed someone who had energy. Like and it was hard to sit in the dugout.
Yeah,
it wasn't actually. Remember, there was like a fan coming out the back of the dugout. It was brilliant. Jack said, "Get warmed up." Now I'm all right here.
Get warmed up. 100 degrees. Yeah. No, I do think that Henderson has been a revelation this year, because I have to say, I hold my hand up and say I didn't think he was going to be good enough for Liverpool.
I did. I'm the same.
He appeared to be frightened to do anything. He just wanted to stay in the centre circle.
He couldn't express himself, could he, really? No. You know, no. Going to a bigger club from Sunderland, with all due respect to Sunderland, that is, which is a great club. You know, and so, to be fair, I think Sterling this year found it hard to express himself. But I think what Brendan's done, he's endeared them. And the man that he showed, he puts trust in them. Go out, and he must have said to Sterling as well, "You're going to play, even though you're not playing well at the moment. You're going to play and play and play until you get back what I know you've got." Yeah. And he's kept with him, and he's playing fruit now. Mm-hmm. You know, with Jordan Henderson, you got to give Kenny credit, because he must have seen something in the lad when he bought him for 16 million.
It's a lot of money.
It was a lot of money, hell of a lot of money. We all thought, like, what a waste at one time. But the lad's has been terrific, hasn't he?
Surprised me to see.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you go to games and you're sitting among all the former players and talking about the game, everybody, we're all saying the same thing, Ronnie. And you think, well, I can't be wrong, really, because everybody's saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But this kid has proved us all wrong, hasn't he? He's made us all change our minds, because he's now doing things that you thought he wasn't capable of doing. That he's passing, you know, he's finding people through with terrific through balls. He's switching the play. You know, we know he could. Run up and down, that was what he was supposed to be good at when he come anyway, so I mean he can still run up and down, but it's the things that the football has added to it, and
it's again a confidence thing, isn't it? You remember if you were playing with confidence, no pass was difficult, you could just, without thinking about it, you could knock balls off. I think he's gained confidence by being in the team and getting plaudits from ex-players and fans, and they're all saying, yeah, he's not as bad as we thought he was, now he's doing good things. And he's just built up and up and up, and now he's adding different things to his game. His runs forward are magnificent. Yeah. His passing's getting a lot better. Still a bit dodgy one-on-one with the keeper.
That's his only stumbling block. But hey, he's not a natural finisher. But when you're talking about the closing down he done for Sturridge's goal, was brilliant. And you know, you've got to have someone like that in your team. I mean, especially the way we play and the way Brendan wants us to play. And he leads by example in that quarter.
If he could finish when he gets through one on ones, and if he maybe even could get a few shots in from our 20 yarders, because midfield players today get themselves in those positions. You know, I bet you wish you were playing today, Ronnie, because with that ball the way it is, and around 20 yards, they're just like passing it almost into the back of the net, bending them in the top corners, and you're thinking, well, come on, lads, you know, if it's that easy, lets him have pop at goal. And I think young Henderson's got to be thinking about that. Now, when he surges forward and he gets a ball in there, have a pop. Nobody's going to say, oh, what are you shooting from there for?
Because I think that's the only part of his game he's got no real belief in himself. You know, he has scored a few goals. The one at Tottenham was brilliant. You know, I mean, he gets himself into some good areas. But there's sometimes a lack of conviction. I think in that part of his play.
Even the Tottenham goal when he scored, he was through and he hit the keeper with it.
Yeah.
There was a rebound that he put away. But that's again.
It's just got to work. It's not natural, but he's got to work at it.
You can't really work at it either, can you? You just got to get used to being in the positions. You know, ball's in front of you, and you're. Can you try and work on it in training, one on one with a keeper? It's different when there's 15,000 Kopites shouting at you wanting you to put it in, isn't it?
I never miss now. I'm sitting up there in the stand. I never miss.
No, we've got everyone.
Come on,
we've
got everyone until you see it in the corner.
I think when you know in training, you know, a couple of times a week, it does you no harm to try and replicate sort of areas in your finishing when you get in there. So when it does come, you just might remember that one moment when you're doing training. I think it can help you to a certain degree, but if it's not natural, it is difficult. It is difficult.
No, I mean, not everybody's a Suarez, are they? I mean, when he gets through...
What about the shots? Talking about the one thing we haven't mentioned.
Oh, the shots!
That would have been the goal of the season, wouldn't it? That was... We're not even talking about that. Not even talking about the fact that, you know, he brought Suarez off, Sturridge off, and Steve Gerrard, which we haven't been able to do.
We said that at the end of the game.
Amazing, wasn't it? But that shot, I couldn't believe what I was watching. The ball's going away from him, and the way he just turned and swiveled and smashed it. It was like, you know, we used to have them little balls, plastic balls when we were kids, when you fly. Amazing.
What we were talking about the other day was at the, near the end of the game, we're saying, could you have imagined before that game against Arsenal that you would be able, with 15 minutes to go, to put Ibe, Aspas, and then, as you say, in Sturridge, Suarez, Gerrard off? You couldn't have imagined that at all, could you, against Arsenal?
No way.
We played that well, we were able to do it.
Well, Darrell, you mentioned the bench there, bringing the lads off the bench. It's the one thing, maybe, that you look at and think, well, do we have a stronger bench as the other teams in the top four?
No, we'd have to.
That's what Brendan was saying, wasn't he? He went to Chelsea City, and he said, I'm looking at the two benches there, and they're miles ahead of us with the bench. But we've got people out injured, don't we? We've got Johnson, Agger, Saka, Enrique.
Yeah.
If they come back,
Lucas.
All defenders.
You know, five, that's a bench nearly full.
Mainly defenders. You know, mainly defenders. I mean, if you're looking to replace the real stars of the team, if you like, who's going to do that? There's nobody.
But I think
we don't have
more
to
that.
The front and the
problem is, you know, we need, if it's not going well scoring goals, then we need options on the bench, and unfortunately we haven't. Young Jordan Ibe, it's great to see him get on the bench. I've got a lot of aspirations for this kid. I think he's going to be tremendous for Liverpool. Really, really do. But he shouldn't be in that situation at the moment. You know, we should have, you know, like another top centre forward. Yeah. Maybe like Manchester City or Chelsea. Yeah, you've got two. You know, we missed out on this Russian. And I can see where Brendan's coming from. And it's important, because if we do get to the Champions League in May, it's another player that we don't have to worry about that would have been involved now. Now, if we do get in the Champions League, I think we're going to need four top quality players, Ron.
Need that anyway.
Yeah, we need that anyway. But if you're going to buy on all accounts, you know, with the Cups and the League, you know, and the European Champions League, it would have been one less thing to worry about, one quality player.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit disappointed at that, because, you know, we know, even with the bench being fairly strong, with them players coming back, there's still part of the squad that are left open. We need to capitalise.
I don't know what went on with that one.
No one knows.
You know, you read things about the Dnipro, whatever, the team he was coming from, didn't really understand transfers, and you know, because it was a young upcoming club or whatever. So I don't know what went wrong. But hadn't somebody, as you're saying, to bring in, and then for next season to kick on, would have been good. But hey, we haven't done it. We haven't signed anybody. We'll get on with it, and then. Hopefully in the summer, if we're in the Champions League, we can rebuild. Even without Champions League, we need to. You're saying four. We need.
We know, don't we?
We need it.
It would have been one less. That's all I'm saying. One less quality for him to worry about. You know what I mean? And I still hope that 16 million is still in the kitty, on top of what we're going to get in the summer. Let's not forget about that 16 million, because it's available now. That should be available
should be
on
there,
top of what we're going to get in the summer. Mm-hmm. Well, what Brendan's going to get, should I say? Now, let's not forget that, because that is so important. That, you know,
good point,
summer,
John.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you can't forget about then all of a sudden, we spend 20, 30 million. Well, that would only be 10, 14 million. If this. No, come on, there's got to be more than a kitty for him, you know, especially the way we go.
If we get in the Champions League.
And
you don't mind it with Brendan, do you, when you see where he spends money on Sturridge, who's been good, Coutinho, who's been good. So if you bring a few more players in like that.
Well, there's players there that we can, you know, Quatez is obviously going to get money for. What happens with Barini, you know, Aspas possibly, you know what I mean? Some of the players that have come in, Moses will go back and up the gate.
Big Wisdom's out in loan at Derby.
Yeah, he's doing quite well. We've got a few young lads. So there's money as well in there.
Coming in.
That hopefully we'll be given some, and hopefully if we keep Suarez, then we can build.
Right, before we finish, let's turn our attention to FA Cup lads. Arsenal again. I mean, you'd be asking a bit much to go down and repeat what we did against them at Anfield, but can we get through in the FA Cup? And really, do you think that it's a must for Liverpool, or do you think, well, it's something that's maybe we can, if we get through, we get through, if we don't worry about it, because the league's the most important thing?
I think we're in that position at the moment where we can say that we'll go and try and win it. If we don't, we don't.
Yeah.
But if we do, it's great. I don't think Arsenal will be the same as they were at Anfield.
No.
Right.
I don't fancy our chances, actually, in the cup down there. Right. For that reason as well, that it doesn't really, it's not a major issue. Champions League is a major issue.
Yeah.
If you go out of the FA Cup, two or three games off your schedule, players will be fit then for the run-in for the last 12 league games.
Right.
Everybody fit, ready to go. I would love to win an FA Cup if I was a player. I'm sure a lot of our players do, and I'm sure they'll go to Arsenal wanting to win. But it's not. I don't think it's a really the end of the world.
It's a shame. No, what Ronnie's saying there, and it's a crying shame, but he's spot on, because it, to keep Suarez and build on what we've got now, we need that fourth place or better. Yeah. We need that, and that's more important than winning an FA Cup. And it's sad for me to say that, Ronnie, but that is the pivotal thing that Liverpool can grow and grow and grow in years to come. Having said that, I'd like to see us go to Arsenal and get a draw, just to complicate things even more so for Arsenal in this month, and bring them back to Anfield and just, you know, hopefully, you know, tipple them up a little bit. So, because this is what a month that is for their fixtures, and if we can play them twice and have to come back to Anfield after what happened last time, could do a little bit more harm to them and ask a few more questions for the league position.
Okay, so you're hoping maybe for a draw?
I want a draw rather than win.
Ronnie, you want to?
If we win, I'll be delighted, but I'd
love us to win. But taking John's point there, you know, you play three games against Liverpool, one against Man United, two against Bayern Munich. That's going to take a bit out of the squad, energy levels.
You think the gods are against you then?
But the one I would have loved to be playing in all those games. When you come to this stage of the season, if you're in
great.
Champions League, FA Cup,
everyone's a big one.
You didn't feel that tired, did you?
But going across that one at the Emirates, what Ronnie said, they'll be pumped up because we've had the kecks down on them last week. We absolutely mullered them. And as a player, it hurts. That journey on that they would have had on Saturday after Wenger's gone over slippery ice at Atlantic Station was laughing my head off.
I never saw that.
Oh, it's hilarious. That's just to compile problems for him.
Dancing on ice with it.
Two bags.
I never saw that.
Oh, yeah.
He's fit for the weekend.
But just going back, it hurts you deeply as a player. And you've been there, same when you took a tonking. And I think the first 20 minutes, if we can just keep them at bay, you know what I mean? Try to hit them on the break, but defend, you know, stoutly. And by the way, they'll be really worried about our strike force going forward,
course,
by the way. So it's going to be really interesting.
Interesting game. They also play Manchester United tonight. Would we hope that United beat them?
No. I can never hope for Man United.
John's got this thing about United. But I mean, if we look at the league, Arsenal are above us. Would it not be better if they never got any points out of it?
No, a draw's good enough for me, Ron.
If we win our game against Fulham, it wouldn't really matter what the result was. It still keeps us that bit ahead. A draw would be a good result, wouldn't it?
A draw. So Big Davy gets out of jail with a draw.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all we'll give him.
All right, well, boys, thanks very much for your company today. And we'll look forward to the game tonight, obviously, Fulham game. And we'll look forward to that Arsenal game at the weekend and see if we can maybe travel a bit further in the FA Cup. Thanks for listening.
Nice to have a podcast today. The final at Wembley, wouldn't it?
We do the podcast from Wembley.
A few beers, Saint, like we did last time.
Us three.
And Ronnie. That'd be a few beers more with Ronnie.
I don't drink, don't involve me in that.
I'll have yours.
As I say before, thanks for listening. Goodbye.